Okay, we're here today recording with Alan Wells, who PhD, Dr. Alan Wells, who is a senior research associate at the American Medical Association. We're going to pause for a second.
Okay.
Yes, nice quiet room. Alan, you were a witness to the protest that was going on with the disability groups, and our founder, Catherine Hinch, thought that you had an interesting perspective. Would you care to share that with us?
Yes, I liked seeing them because it reminds me of, I work with the Holocaust Memorial Museum and a German historian. We do a series that talks about eugenics and medical policy, and I think it's always good for us to remember the vulnerability of patients and people with disabilities. And I think they had some legitimate claims, saying that they are stakeholders who are experts of their own bodies, and that if this is supposed to be a democratic process, you know, a conference about democracy and bioethics, that they obviously felt slighted in some ways. And I thought it was kind of nice to have a conference on democracy start with a public protest where people wanted to be heard, because I think that's what it's all about. In that case, I don't agree with them categorically about the case of Terri Schiavo, and would take more of a standard line, but I liked to see the participation. And I certainly, it brought to mind, I was giving a program in a long-term care facility in where I live in Sparks, Nevada, near Sparks, Nevada, and in the restroom they had little articles pasted low about the Hadamar facility in Nazi Germany, and we have to remember that many, many hundreds of thousands of people were institutionally killed by the medical profession within the last six generations, and we need to be cognizant of that, and it's good for these people to speak up, because I think there are some things that our colleagues say that offend them legitimately.
Thank you, Alan.
Excellent.
Right. I'm going to go see if I can get a comment from
this one.
Okay.
Sure.
You did a good job.
Thanks.